We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was talking in the last segment just about whether or not I would fly on that 737 MAX 8 airplane. Well, Scott Brenner is the former assistant administrator at the FAA. He joins us now to continue that conversation. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
So what was your thought on how this whole thing played out in terms of the FAA and that 737 MAX?
You know, it's kind of disappointing, actually, that the FAA is taking this action. I mean, this country has one of the safest aviation records in the world. If you look at it, over the last 10 years, we've had a single fatality in commercial aviation, which I would say is probably by far the best in the world. And so when this new airplane came online, it obviously went through a certification process that has produced great results. And yet we have two foreign carriers operating this plane. Both have crashed. One we know was a maintenance issue. The second one that crashed just recently, we're not really sure what has happened, but we haven't really been able to kind of do the normal due diligence that we have, get into the crash site and take a look at the black boxes, because it's the Ethiopian authorities are kind of doing their investigation themselves. They've requested some assistance. They finally have given up the black boxes after sitting on them for 3 days. And send them to France, where they'll pull off the data. But I mean, it'll still be some time before we know exactly what happened to that airplane and what was going on in the cockpit. So I just think this was a bad decision to ground the aircraft.
And what is the domino effect of that? I mentioned earlier, I was just chatting, I have friends that are stuck in other cities right now because their planes were pulled literally hours before they were supposed to travel.
So I think around 50,000 people were affected yesterday by the grounding of these aircraft. You know, obviously airlines are not going to let dollars just sit on the runway. So they will find planes. They will lease planes for short-term leases. So I think the impact on the public will be short-term. But I just think this sets such a horrible precedent for the way we do aviation safety, where we basically bow to world pressure to ground these airplanes rather than relying on our own certification process, which is solid.
Now, I have heard some conversation about the fact, kind of the point that you mentioned earlier, that the two crashes that we did see were outside of the United States. And there was a question about whether or not pilots inside the United States may have received a different training or notification than others around the world may have.
You know, that actually is a good question. So normally, and I know in the U.S., every 737 pilot, when they start flying that aircraft, they are trained on a variety of things, but they're specifically trained on five different scenarios that could result in a catastrophic failure. The loss of what they call runway trim, which is the loss of being able to control the tail fins of your airplane. That is one of the scenarios. Mm. These pilots go through this training time and time and time again. Now, they do it in a simulator, obviously, much safer. And simulators are expensive. So when you start going into some of these other countries, they may not have the budgets to even own a simulator, or they'd have to, you know, bring folks into the U.S. to do simulator training. So, you know, my personal opinion is, you had some inexperienced pilots who are flying this aircraft, which has a little different kind of characteristics in that it has very powerful engines, so it tends to take off at a steeper angle. And if you are not aware of that or used to flying that, this system kicks in and starts to push the nose down, because if you take off at too steep of an angle, you have a very good chance of either that airplane falling out of the sky, because it loses its ability to fly, So if they get into that situation and they don't know how to turn off that automatic system.
Ah, okay.
They get into trouble.
Well, Scott Brenner, thanks so much for joining us today. Former assistant administrator at the FAA and now the CEO, correct, of Rosemont Strategies?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Guess we'll just have to wait for those black boxes and see what they say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.